Way before Christ pronounced the words we refer to as the Great Commission, a most unlikely individual was commissioned by Christ himself to be a witness of God's power to those in his homeland. Mark 5 tells how a demon-possessed man, once healed, cleansed, and forgiven, becomes the first missionary sent out by our Lord. Welcome to Reflecting God. In a class on missions not long ago, the teacher asked if the interpretation of the Great Commission meant that all are missionaries. That's a common question many have asked. The answer is no. Not all of us are called to be missionaries per se, but all of us are called to be witnesses of what God has done in our lives through Jesus Christ. The sharing of God's plan of salvation springs from a heart that, like the demon-possessed man, is full of amazement at the incredible forgiving grace that springs from the Savior's heart of love and compassion. The sense of urgency that we feel for being Christ's witnesses is the natural consequence that occurs when our lives have been radically changed. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.